This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Residents of Lewisville and Superior still have to boil their tap water. Last week's wildfires have left the water supply vulnerable to contamination. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
At the Lewisville Public Library, volunteers are loading cases of bottled water into cars. Yash Taka is a student in Boston who recently moved to Lewisville for an internship. He doesn't have a car, but needs water.
We asked for cards from King Soopers, and they were like, okay. We took the cards and we came here and picked up the water.
Taka headed back home where he's still without reliable heat. State and local officials are concerned that exposed pipes and a lack of water pressure means household water is contaminated. Both towns hope to lift the boil notice later this week. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Victims of the Marshall Fire can find recovery resources at the Disaster Assistance Center in Lafayette. Boulder County's Gary Sanfason.
There's more there than FEMA. There's a lot of other services, a lot of other opportunities for direct assistance, financial assistance.
There's help with insurance claims and mental health services. The center in Lafayette is open from 9 to 7 every day. King Soopers and City Market workers in Colorado Springs have voted to strike if their union can't reach a deal with Kroger, the store's parent company. That follows a strike authorization by grocery workers in Metro Denver. Employees are protesting the hiring of temporary contract workers to fill vacancies at more than 100 stores around Denver and Colorado Springs. The union's current contract expires this weekend. After 75 years, a high school in Grand Junction has replaced its Native American mascot. Central High will still be home to the Warriors, but now its logo will be a shield instead of an indigenous man. Sophomore Macy Goff says she didn't consider the old mascot racist.
I mean, if we had to go with any option, I kind of like the shield. Simplistic, nice, not really problematic, I suppose.
A new state law bans Native American mascots or imagery from being used in sports at schools. Starting June 1st, schools that don't follow the law could be fined $25,000 a month. This is CPR News.